USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 2,000 people are waiting out Hurricane Dorian in emergency shelters in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane Dorian's power has arrived in North Carolina with wind, rain, and tornadoes lashing our state.
It's blamed for at least 4 deaths in the southeast and 23 in the Bahamas. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says it's not finished.
Storm surge threat is still very real anywhere along the North Carolina coast, the Outer Banks included.
The Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands were dealt a severe blow by the hurricane. Bahama General Counsel to Washington, Theo Neely, says help is coming from the U.S., U.K., and elsewhere.
Other than search and rescue, we need food, non-perishable food supplies. Obviously, people need water. They need tents to sleep in. I'm getting messages where people obviously only have the clothes on their back because they've lost everything.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The resolution was introduced in July after a mass shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California, and it was approved unanimously this week. Supervisor Catherine Stefani introduced the resolution and says in a statement, quote, "The NRA exists to spread pro-gun propaganda and put weapons in the hands of those who would harm and terrorize us." She goes on to say, "Nobody's done more to fan the flames of gun violence in America than the NRA. The NRA has called the passage of the resolution a great big publicity stunt. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More gains again at the close on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 372 points, the S&P 500 up 38, and the NASDAQ Composite up 140 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As more Republican congressmen are deciding not to run for re-election in 2020, what will that mean for the GOP? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
As many people focus on the 2020 presidential race between President Trump and a still-to-be-named Democratic candidate, people also should be taking note that 13 House Republicans have announced their retirements and Sean Duffy is stepping down at the end of this month. I had a chance to catch up with Beverly Hallberg, the president of District Media Group, and ask her, is this a concerning sign if you're a Republican?
Well, it's not a great thing that's happening. Of course, you just had Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, who decided to not run for re-election, and he is the second longest-serving member of the House. He was first elected in 1978, so it's done a lot of great work, and that's not ideal for Republicans, but I think you have to look at the different reasons as to why people are deciding not to run again. For some, it's personal reasons, like Sean Duffy, who is doing this because of the health of his child. I think some of this is redistricting, but I think for certain individuals, like Representative Sensenbrenner, he has served his time and is deciding that he wants to spend his life doing some other things after putting in his hard work on Capitol Hill. So it's really for a variety of different reasons we're seeing this and that in the Republican Party.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.